弟兄姐妹朋友们，主里平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
我们今天来到罗马书第二章。
Today we are going to look at Romans chapter 2.
罗马书第二章有很多的细节，我们常常误会它的意思。
There are many scriptures in chapter 2 that we seem to understand, but most of the time we misunderstand them.
很多时候我们抓不着重点。
In many situations, we do not grasp the essence of the scripture.
今天要跟大家一起来思考。
Today we want to look into the scriptures.
但今天是十月的第一周，我们时间特别短。
Today is the first Sunday of October. We do not have much time.
不要担心，没讲完的，我们下个星期再讲。
If we cannot finish today, we'll continue the topic next week.
我们来到神面前，我们一起来祷告。
Let's come before the Lord and pray.
天父，我们来到你跟前，求主你来开启我们的心眼。
Heavenly Father, we come before you. We ask you open our eyes and open our heart.
求主你借着你自己的话语，让我们能够明白主你的心意。
Lord, help us to understand your heart via your own words.
我们向你仰望祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
We look up upon you and we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, 这个今天的题目取一个标题叫寻求神的荣耀。
The title I give to today's sermon is Seeking His Glory.
请问宗教是不是都是叫人为善的？
Are all religions about doing good?
是不是？
Is that true?
古代有许多的宗教，特别是有这个庙祭，你们知道庙祭是什么吗？
Many ancient religions have a temple prostitutes. Do you know what they mean?
庙祭，刚刚英文就念翻出来了，就是有妓女妓男在这个庙里头，让来拜的人去享受那个性的欢乐。
So the temple prostitutes are those prostitutes, including both men and women, who will provide pleasure to those who are in the temple to worship or for the priests.
你说那是古代。
You say those are for ancient times.
你知不知道今天印度还有许多庙祭？
Do you know that in India nowadays there are still a lot of temple prostitutes?
我问你们。
Let me ask you,
宗教都是叫人为善的吗？
Are all religions about doing good?
在迦南人的宗教活动里头，不但有这个行淫的这个行为，还把活人活活的烧死在祭坛上。
In Canaanite religious activities, that included not only lascivious behaviors, but also the sacrifice of living people to the gods.
今天甚至有一些撒旦教，我不晓得有没有知道有一个宗教是敬拜撒旦的啊。他们不但是也是行淫，甚至把活人都活活的烧死。
In current time, there are some Satanist engagement in debauchery and also sacrifice living people.
日本的这个奥姆真理教不但是拐带这个还有囚禁这个信徒，还在这个地铁里头放毒气杀死许多的人。
The All Shinrikyo cult in Japan not only abducted and imprisoned followers, but also carried out a gas attack on the Tokyo subway and causing social panic and killed a lot of people.
这些宗教通常不会告诉你我很邪恶。
So in most cases, all this religion will not tell you that I am evil.
他也不得去不见得会劝你要作恶。
Nor do they necessarily encourage you to do bad things.
那很多这种邪教呢，也会劝勉人说要做好人呢，要做好事呢，要讨上天的喜悦啦。
Many of such cults promote the ideas of being a good person, doing good deeds, and seeking the favor of the heavens.
有必要的话，他们表面还行了许多这个慈善的事情。
If necessary, they will also bestow a lot of benefits to win the favor of the public.
宗教 不都是叫人为善的。
Religions are not all of them are about doing good.
那我问你们另外一个问题。
Let me ask you another question.
基督教也是叫人为善的吗？
How about Christianity? Does Christianity also ask people to do good?
是不是？是还是不是？是。
Yes.
确定。
For sure.
我今天要跟大家来思考这个问题。
We want to examine this topic.
基督教不叫人行善来得救的。
Christianity is not to ask people to do good in order to be saved.
但是基督教这个信仰神所赐的这个话语圣经的确叫我们要为善。
But Christianity and also the words from God truly ask us to behave and to do good things.
所以听着听清楚啊，基督教我们的这个信仰，有些人不喜欢用基督教啊，基督这个信仰不是叫我们靠行为行善来得救的。
Christianity and the faith in Christianity is not about doing good in order to be saved.
圣经里面的确有告诉我们要行善。
The Bible tells us to do good things.
但是不是为了得救。
But the purpose for that one is not to be saved.
而当我们讲到说所有的宗教都是叫劝人为善的时候，大部分都是说你要行善才能得救。
When we talk about all religions are asking people to do good, is to ask people to do good in order to be saved.
那我要跟大家思考，基督教叫人为善有什么不一样？
And let's examine what's the difference between the definition of a good in Christianity and others.
第一点，基督教叫人为善，为善，这个善的定义不一样。
The first point, the biblical definition of good is different.
当你说我们去行善的时候，你想到是什么？
When we are talking about asking people to do good, what's your image? What are you thinking about?
我们行善的定义是什么？
What's the definition of doing good?
做做好事啦，捐一点钱啦，帮助一些需要的人，是不是？
Doing something good and donate money and help those in need.
但圣经说要行善，它的定义是什么？
What does the Bible say about doing good?
我们来看罗马书第二章七到九节。
Let's look at Romans chapter 2, verse 7 to 8.
我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
尽其善。唯有结党。在这里呢，你会看到说，他说凡恒心行善，行善是指什么？
So、here,
行善就是指那蓝色字的寻求荣耀尊贵而不能朽坏之福。
So here it talks about being patient and doing good things, and what does that mean? That's in the this highlighted word is basically seeking glory of God.
换句话你也可以这样子翻译说，凡恒心行得好的，那行得好的是怎么样好？就是寻求荣耀尊贵和不能朽坏之福的。
You can also translate as when you are persistent to doing good, that is to seek glory, honor and immortality.
然后第八节说，唯有结党不顺从真理，反顺从不义的，这就是什么？第九节说，这就是作恶的。
So in verse 8 and 9, but for those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and follow evil, there'll be wrath and anger.
在这里有一个对比。
There's a contrast.
有一个是行善，一个是作恶。
One is doing good, the other one is doing evil.
行善，行恶。
And to do good and to do evil.
行善是什么？
What is to do good?
寻求荣耀尊贵不朽坏之福的。
And seeking glory, to do good is to seeking glory, honor, and immortality.
行恶是什么？
What is doing bad?
不顺从真理，反顺从不义的。他这里说结党，更恰当的这个翻译，如果你看一些英文字的话，就是自私自利，自我中心。
The definition of doing evil is the self-centeredness, self-ambition, disobedience to the truth, and compliance with unrighteousness.
清楚吗？
Is that clear?
他一个对比，一个是行善，一个是作恶。作恶，他，你很明显的在第九节，一切作恶的是指谁呢？就是第八节那里，唯有自我中心，不顺从真理，反顺从不义的这些人。
So here's the contrast, doing good and doing evil. Doing evil is illustrated in verse 8 and 9, all those people who are self-centered, disobedient to the truth, and compliance with unrighteousness.
而当基督教、基督徒、基督信仰，圣经讲到行善的时候，他是说那寻求神的荣耀、尊贵，不是有坏之福的。
When the Bible talks about doing good, it means to seek the glory of God and honor and immortality.
所以当我们讲行善的时候，我们跟世人讲的行善不是同一个意思。
So when we talk about doing good, it has different meaning from what the public thinks about doing good.
我们行的善是我们寻求神的荣耀。
When we do good, we are seeking God's glory.
而神的行恶是我们人寻求自己自私自利的荣耀。
Doing evil in God's definition is a self-centeredness and seeking our own ambition.
而行善在这个圣经里头的定义是说我们寻求顺从神的真理。
Doing good in the Bible means we're seeking God's glory, we're seeking the truth.
而行恶的是不顺从真理。
And to do evil is to disobey the truth.
那我们要来思考了。恒心行善就是那寻求荣耀尊贵不能朽坏之福的。
Let's consider this. To those who, by persistence in doing good, seek glory, honor, and immortality, He will give eternal life.
你们圣经有打开吗？打开到这个罗马书第二章。
Yeah, open the Bible to Romans chapter 2.
首先，寻求荣耀。
First is to seek glory.
寻求荣耀是什么意思？
What does it mean to about seeking glory?
寻求荣耀就是寻求荣耀神。
Seeking glory is to seeking to glorify God.
你说你怎么，我怎么知道寻求荣耀就是寻求荣耀神？
You may ask, what does it mean that seeking glory is to seek glory of God?
罗马书一章二十一节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 21.
我们一起来念一章二十一节，因为他们虽然知道神，却不当着荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。在这里二十一节一章二十一节，这里讲到的是罪里头最根本的问题。
So in chapter 1 verse 21, it talks about the essence of sin.
如果你有仔细查读的话，两个星期前我们讲到这篇的经文的时候，人罪人的开始就是不把神当着神来荣耀他，也不感谢他。
If you remember the sermon we talked about 2 weeks ago, the sin of sinners is to not view God as God and not to give thanks to Him.
所以来到第二章，他这里说恒心行善，要行得好的，就是做那一个我们之前没有做到的事情。
So in chapter 2, it talks about doing good is to do the good that we could not do before.
就是我们之前我们罪人不把神当着神来荣耀他。
It's when we were sinners, we did not treat God as God to glorify Him.
那我们怎么从罪的审判里头转向这个永生呢？
Then how can we be turned into eternal life from the sin?
我们就要有一个恒心行善寻求荣耀神的一个心。
Then we need to have a heart that is persistent to do in doing good and seek glory of God.
这个寻求荣耀 乃是寻求神。
Here, seeking glory is to seek the glory of God.
第二，寻求尊贵，乃是寻求在身体上尊主伟大。
The second point, seeking to honor God, is to honor God with our body and view God as the most important in our life.
在第一章里头，我们来念第二十四节。
In chapter 1, let's read the verse 24.
一起来念。啊，这些人就愿他们的身体撑着心里的情欲，就行污秽的事。
So in verse 24, it talks about these people with their sinful desires of their hearts, and they commit themselves to sexual impurity.
这些寻求内心里头要放纵自己的情欲，然后去行行这些污秽事情的人，来到第二章的时候，神说什么？只要那些凡心行善，愿意寻求那尊贵的事，不是污秽的事。
So those who that was talked about in verse 24, those who gave over to their sinful desires and of their hearts to sexual impurity, when come to chapter 2, and when we say we seek to honor God, is to turn around to honor God with our body.
一章二十六节，我们一起来念。
Verse 26 in chapter 1. Here it talks about they gave themselves to shameful lusts.
这是可耻的。
And this is shameful.
不尊贵的。
Not noble.
这些人在最终不把神当神来荣耀他，反而在地上寻求一些不尊贵的事。
These people do not view God as the God of their life, but pursue those lustful and shameful desires.
但是在第二章在这里，神说，凡恒心行善、寻求荣耀、尊贵、不能朽坏之福的，神就要以永生报应他们。
In, when we come to chapter 2, it talks about when we seek to glorify God and to honor God with our body,and to worship, then God will lead us to this immortality.
你知不知道我们现今的这个社会就是在寻求羞耻的事？
Do you know that our society nowadays is to seek those shameful things?
你晓不晓得 Michigan 最近发出了一封信给父母，告诉父母说，如果你小孩子要变性的话，我们不会通知你。
Do you know that in Michigan, there's a new law that if your children want to change their gender and they don't have to notify their parents?
他已经通知你说他不通知你。
They already notify you that when such things happens, they will not notify you.
所以发生的时候，他不通知你的时候，你不能告他，因为他已经通知你了。
So when these things happen, you cannot sue them because they already notify you that they will not notify you.
整个社会就活在那种放纵情欲里头，他们让小孩子自己决定他要做什么，让他不让父母来引导他们。
So the whole society will live in this lustful, shameful desires, and they allow children to make the decision for themselves and without the guidance of their parents.
整个社会在行一个不合理的事。
This whole society is doing something that's unreasonable, that's ridiculous.
在一章罗马书一章三十节里面说违背父母。
So in Romans 1 chapter 1 verse 30 says disobeying parents.
整个社会在引导你的孩子违背父母。
The whole society is trying to lead their children astray not to obey parents.
一章三十二节说不但自己去行还喜欢别人去行。
In verse 32 it says not only doing these things themselves but alsoapproving of others who practice them.
所以你慢慢发现到我们这个社会不单是有些同性恋的人，他说你容许我过同性恋人的生活，或者让我变性。
So we can see that our society nowadays have a lot of homosexuals. They not only want to practice their lifestyle, they also want to force that onto the public.
所以当你容许他们的时候，现在他们要来 来改变你的孩子。
So when you allow such things to happen to prevail in society, they are coming after your children.
你晓不晓得 Minnesota 现在正在推广一个政策，就是让所有要变性的小孩可以到他那一州。
Do you know in the state of Minnesota, they are trying to push a policy. They are saying like all those children who want to do gender transformation, they are all welcome to come to Minnesota.
为什么会这样子呢？
Why is this such a case?
因为不是每一周孩子变性的时候都不需要通知父母的。
Because not all states that have the law to not to notify parents when their children are going through gender transitions.
Minnesota 就说那些小孩子父母不容许他变性的，你只要到我这一周来，父母就不能做什么。
Minnesota says, in all those states, if the children do not get permission from their parents to do gender transition, they are all welcome to Minnesota.
只要小孩子能够把他带到这里，父母就不能够要求不容许小孩子变性。
As long as the children are brought to Minnesota, and the parents will lose all their grip.
你晓不晓得 Minnesota 的 governor 是谁？
Do you know who is the governor of Minnesota?
他现在在竞选我们的这个副总统。
He is our vice president candidate.
我们整个美国有整个这个政治的这个 party 完全是反圣经。
We all know that there's a whole party in the US right now.Who is totally against the Bible.
整个政党是鼓励要堕胎的。
The whole party proposes and promotes abortion.
要杀小孩子的。
And killing children.
我从来就不想用堕胎这个字，堕胎基本上就是杀孩子。
I don't prefer to use the word abortion. Abortion is essentially killing children.
整个政党虽然好像是抬高这个女权，但是同时又容许男人打女人的。
The whole society seems to be promoting women's rights, but also the same society is allowing men to abuse women.
那就容许那些变性的男人变成女人之后，在这个比赛的时候，就让生下来就是女人的，让这些男生的去打。
They're allowing those transgender men to women to participate in women's sports.
整个社会在行一个不合理的事。
The whole society is doing something that is totally unreasonable.
当我们讲到寻求尊贵的时候
，When we are talking about the seeking to honor God,
我们寻求的是我们尊荣在身体上尊荣神。
Here we talk about we are seeking to honor God with our body.
神造我们是男，我们就在男性的这个身份上尊荣神。
God created us with a man and woman. So if I created man, then you honor God with the body of man.
神造我们的是女的，我们就在女性的这个身份上尊荣神。
If a person is created woman, then we honor God with the body of the woman that God gave us.
第三。不但是恒心行善，寻求荣耀尊贵，还有寻求那不能朽坏之福的。这也是跟第一章紧紧的连在一起。
The third point, seeking to worship the immortal God, nothing else, is also tied closely to chapter one.
在一章二十三节，我们一起来念。
Chapter one, verse 23, let's read together.
来，将。
And exchange the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like a mortal human being and birds and animals of the reptiles.
他在这里说将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像，我们不敬拜神了，我们反倒是去敬拜人，敬拜人事物地上的偶像。
Here it talks about we exchange the glory of the immortal God for images.Made to look like a mortal human being and birds and animals and reptiles.
所以当我们讲到凡恒心行善，是指那不能朽坏之福的，就是指我们单单敬拜那一个不朽坏的神。
So when we're talking about seeking to worship the immortal God, and this is how we honor and seeking him.
明白吗？啊，形上，圣经讲的形上，这等次可不是我们一般人所说的形上。
So do you understand that the doing good in the Bible is different from doing good in our common sense?
对比那个第二章第八节，那个恶是自私自利、自我中心，不顺从真理，也不顺从啊，也不顺从真理。反倒顺从不义。
So in the verse, chapter 2, verse 8, but for those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger.
一章十八节，我们一起来念一章十八节。原来神的愤怒，原来神的愤怒从天上显在一切不虔不义的人身上，就是那行不义、阻挡真理的人。
The wrath of God will be shown to those people who are rejecting the truth.
第二章的第七、第八节基本上就是整个第一章的反面。
So the essence of chapter 2 is the verse 7 and 8.
所以好，清楚了哈。那我问你们，我们因信称义、因信得救的基督徒，需不需要恒心谨上
？Okay, you understand all this. Let me ask you: for those who are righteous by faith, for those Christians, do we need to do good?
需不需要？需要。只有恒心行善的，神才以永生报应他们。这句话对或不对？
So is this right that those who are seeking to worship God, worship the immortal God, that's the way to do good? Is that correct?
对或不对？你们不敢讲啊，因为我们都已经听多了，我们单单相信就得救，为什么现在要恒心行善啊？
We are used to like the righteousness by faith, by belief alone. Now we are talking about seeking to glorify God by doing good.
我要告诉你们一件事情，现在先 take it as it is. 因信称义跟恒心行善不是两回事。
Let me tell you, the righteousness by faith and doing good are not in conflict of each other.
因信称义，我们会得到一个新的生命，这新的生命是必然结果的生命。
Righteousness by faith, through that one, we will have a new life.And this life will bear fruit.
好，我还要再谈，因为第二章很多问题啊，我还要再谈一个事，就是第二章一到三节的问题。
So there are many topics in chapter 2. Now I'm going to focus on verse 1 to 3.
我们一起来念第二章一到三节。
Let's read the 1 to 3 together.
打开你们圣经来。好，我星期五参加了法后楼的福音组。
I joined the Bible study of Faholo on Friday night.
姐妹带查经带得很好。
It was a very nice Bible study led by a sister.
昨天我在这个小杨家庭那里，我带查经。
Last night I was leading the Bible study in the young family fellowship.
所以我不知道任何其他的小组，你们看到这一节的时候，你们的重点是什么？
So I don't know all the other fellowships when you are reading these passages. What are your key points of discussion?
很多人的重点会讲到说不可论断。
Many people will focus on the point of do not judge.
你看到这个不少的这个这个 commentary 啊这个结晶书也会说不可论断。不少，不是所有的。
You read a lot of the similar points in a lot of commentaries and reference books, and they explain that like, do not judge in the same way.
甚至李燕啊，师母她以前参加过 BSF 的材料里头的一个焦点也是不可论断。
Even in the BSF Bible study, and it has the same viewpoint.
这段经文的重点是什么？
What is the essence, the focal point of this passage?
二章一到三节。
Chapter 2, verse 1 to 3.
他说你论断人的无论你是谁也都无可推诿你在什么事上论断人就在什么事上定自己的罪因为你论断人停在这里对不对
It talks about when you are judging others you'll be judged the same way and it just focus on that one
我请问你经文是不是说无可推诿你一定是定自己的罪原因是什么因为你论断人
Do you see that because you judge others and you'll be judged the same way? And is that the judgment because you are judging others?
是不是经文是不是这么说的?
Is that what the scripture says?
经文说什么?
What does the scripture say?
经文说因为你这论断人的自己行的和别人一样。问题不在于论断问题在于说这个会论断人的晓得什么是对错的人自己却同样行跟别人一样的事情。
So the key point here is not to judge others, it's because the person who judge others is doing the exact same thing he's judging others with. It's because he's this behavior, it's not because he's judging others.
第三节，你这人，你论断行这事的人，自己行的却和别人一样。重点是自己行的和别人一样，你以为能够逃脱神的审判吗？
So verse 3, it clearly says,So when you, a mere human being, pass judgment on them and yet do the same things, do you think you will escape God's judgment?
经文不是说你论断人，你以为能够逃脱神的审判吗？经文不是这样子说，他经文说你这些论断人的，你自己行的跟别人一样，你就不能逃脱神的审判。
So the scripture does not say like because you judge others that you will not escape God's judgment, but it says when you're judging others on this, at the same time you do the same things,So in this case, you will not escape the God's judgment.
我们回到第一章三十二节，我们来念第一章三十二节。
Come back to chapter 1, verse 32.
来，他们虽知道审判定情者，所以他们知道神判定行这样事的人是当时的。请问第二章第一节，这些人知不知道？知道。
So in the scripture, God says, for those people who are performing those shameful things will not escape God's wrath. But when we come to chapter 2, verse 1, those people who are judging these things, do they know these things? And they are clearly aware of that.
32节，他们虽然知道审判定刑这些事的人是当时的，第二章这里的人是不知道，你怎么知道他知道？
So in the verse 32 of chapter 1, it says all those people who are performing such shameful things will be judged. But when we come to chapter 2, verse 1, those people...
你怎么知道? 你怎么知道他知道说神说行这些事的人是必要死的?
How do you know they know like people performing such things will deserve death?
哪一句话告诉你他知道?
Which verse?Tells you that this person who judges others knows.
论断人
Judging others.
他知道嘛，所以他才会论断嘛。
Because he knows, so he judges.
但是有不一样的地方，在三十二节，这些人知道神判定这些事的人是当时的然而他不但自己去做还喜欢别人去做在英文是说 give approval 赞许别人去做
So in verse 32 it says although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death they not only continue to do these things but also approve of those who practice them
第二章的这些人有没有赞许人家去做
So those people in chapter 2, do those people approve others doing such things?
没有。
It doesn't say, it's not.
因为他论断人告诉人不要做是不是
Because they say they are judging people and tell people not to do such things.
所以这里有两批人。
So here there are two groups of people.
两批人都知道不该行的事。
Those two groups of people, they all know the things they ought not to do.
第一章的这一批人说的是，我们不但自己去行，我们还赞许别人去行。
The chapter one says this group of people, they not only do them themselves, they also approve others practice such things.
第二章的这一批人说，我们知道这个是不行的，你们也不要行啊！你们行的人是神所审判的人。
So chapter two, these people say, we know these things are not good, and you should not do that.
第一批的人是没有律法的，他们不知道。
So the first group of people are without the law.
第二批是有律法的。
And the second group have the law.
你可以说第一批是外邦人，第二批是犹太人，你也可以这么说。
You can also say the first group are Gentiles, the second group are Jews.
但是他们都是罪人。
They are all sinners.
都在神的审判之下。
They are all under God's judgment.
不管知道或不知道，能不能判断，他们都行罪人所行的事。
No matter what they know or not know, whether they judge or not, they all practice the things the sinners do.
所以当我们读到第二章，我们的主要的重点是不要论断的话，我们的主要的重点应该是我们不要行。
So when we are reading the chapter 2, when we focus on do not judge, our focus should be not do, but not just a judging.
我们不要行那些人所行的事。
We should not do the things those sinners do.
因为受审判的是那一些自己行的却和别人一样的。
Because those who are judged are those who are performing exactly the same thing with the people as the people who they are judging.
罪人，基督徒能不能指出别人的罪？
So the next question is, can Christians point out other sins?
可不可以？可以。
Yes or no, can we point
out? 真的？这是吓你们的。马太福音18:15，倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去称着只有他和你的在一处的时候，指出他的错来。
In Matthew chapter 18, verse 15, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone.
你要指出罪的时候，是要有一些的环境，要小心。
When you point out the sins of the others, and there's an environment, and you need to be careful about that.
但是是必须做的。
But this is a must do.
为什么？因为耶稣在这里讲的说，你如果要带你的礼物来献祭，来敬拜我的话，先不要来敬拜我，你先去解决罪的问题。
Because here Jesus says, if you come bring gifts to worship me, and do not do that, before that one you need to resolve the conflict, resolve the sin you have with your brother.
当然我们指出人的错来的时候，我们需要能够看得清楚。
But certainly when we are pointing out others' faults, we need to be very clear.
我们需要有正确的心态。
We need to have the right mindset.
哥林多前书5:12，我们一起来念。因为审判与我何干？教内的人就是你。
First Corinthians chapter 5, verse 12. For what I have I to do with the judging outsiders? Is it not those inside the church whom you are to judge? God judge those outside. Purge the evil person from among you.
岂不是你们审判的吗？有一些事情我们需要做判断的。
So some things we need to judge.
有时候我们必要把恶人从我们中间赶出。
If necessary, sometimes we need to purge the evil person from among us.
而且是保罗说的。
And this is what Paul said.
保罗说的时候还说，你们有这样的一个罪人在你们当中，你们还自高自大，不把恶人赶出去。
Paul said, even with such a sinner among you, and you are still very arrogant, and you are not purging such person from among you.
你有没有看到这个跟我们今天的想法不太一样？保罗是说，你不把他赶出去，你自高自大。
So do we see the difference between what Paul said and what we're thinking nowadays? If you do not purge that person out of you, you are such a haughty, arrogant person.
而我们今天的想法是，我们把恶人赶出去，那么高自高自大，你以为你是谁？怎么把人的罪指出来？
And nowadays we think if we purge the person, your person outside, push them out, we'll say, okay, how can you be so arrogant? Who do you think you are? You are so arrogant.
那你说那跟神的恩慈忍耐又怎么放在一起？
Then you may ask, how do we reconcile, how do we put this one under God's mercy and grace?
那这是一个题目，以后也许有机会我们可以谈的。
And this will be a topic for the future.
但是我要你们了解一件事情。
But I want you to understand one thing.
不是不能指出人的罪来。
It is not that Christians cannot point out other sins.
甚至不是不能把一个恶人从教会中赶出去。
It's also not that the church cannot purge a sinner.
在某一个场合，在某一个适当的措施跟考量之下，我们需要晓得神的严厉的审判。
Under certain circumstances, and we need to understand the judgment of God.
我们时间已经快到了啊，我们回到这个第一点。
Let's come back to the first point.
圣经叫人为善的这个定义不一样。
And the definition of doing good in the Bible is different.
真正的善乃是要高举神的荣耀。
The biblical definition of doing good is to honor God.
真正的善乃是要用身体来尊荣神。
The real goodness is to honor God with our body.
真正的善乃是叫我们敬拜那独一无二的主。
The true goodness is to worship that one and only true God.
我们第二点下个星期再谈。
We'll talk about the second point next week.
但是我要回到这个总结。
But I want to come back to the summary.
福音的大能，神的恩典，不是叫我们继续在罪中软弱。
The power of gospel and the gospel, the God's grace is not to help us to be weak and struggle in sin forever.
不是叫我们可以不为神的荣耀而活，也能够因信得永生。
It does not say that we can live not to glorify God and we can still get eternal life.
注意哈，我不是说不是因信得永生，我乃是说不是叫我们可以不必为神荣耀而活，也就靠着因信得永生。
I want to say that righteousness by faith is not just like we do not need to honor God to glorify God with our body, with our life, but we also if we don't do that, we cannot be righteous by faith.
好，我用这一点，我们得救是本乎恩，因着信得称义，不因为行为。
We are saved by grace through faith, not by our work.
神的审判乃是按着行为。
God's judgment is based on what people do.
你看很多审判的经文的话，很多人读了都会纳闷，神是按着行为审判的。
So when you read the scripture, many of you may be puzzled by God's judgment is based on behavior.
我们得救不因着行为，是因信称义。
We are saved by grace through faith, not by our work.
但神的审判乃是按着神行为来审判的。
However, God's judgment is based on our behavior, our work.
这怎么解？
How do we reconcile?
因信称义的新生命是必然结果子的生命。
The new life in Christ through faith is a life that bears fruit.
因信称义的新生命是必结果子的生命。
The new life in Christ through faith is a life that bears fruit.
当我们因信称义的时候，神把那新生命赐给我们，神把一颗新的心 新的灵放在我们里头，这一颗心是渴慕荣耀神的一颗心。
When we accept Christ as our Savior, we receive a new life in Christ through faith. God gives us a new heart, gives us a new heart, a new life, and this new life is yearning to glorify God with our behavior, with our work.
我常常用 Toyota 来做例子啊。你买了一部表面看起来是 Toyota 的车。
So let me take a Toyota as an example. You bought a car that looks like a Toyota from outside.
然后你找 Justin 来看 ,Justin 说诶这个不行啊，这个机器的每一件物件都不是 Toyota 的物件。
But then you ask Justin to examine your car. Justin says, this doesn't seem right. All the four parts are not what Toyota has.
如果是 Toyota 的车子一定有这种的性能，可是他这个车子连这种的性能都没有，基本的性能都没有。
If it were true Toyota, it would have such and such function. But this car doesn't have any of those.
我们这有在 GM, 有在 Ford 上班的，我就不做比较。
I just use Toyota as an example. I know there are many people who work for other OEMs.
我偏心因为我们只用 Toyota.
I have a bias because I only use Toyotas.
偶尔也买 Honda.
Occasionally, I will buy a Honda.
那如果你发现到说那种性能完全跟 Toyota 不符合的，你唯一的一个怀疑是什么？这根本不是 Toyota 出来的。
When you're suspecting some behavior of the car that does not fit what Toyota should have, what is your suspicion? You think this is not a Toyota.
当我们因信称义的这个基督徒的生命，如果我们没有活出一个基督徒生命啊，基督生命应该有的样子的时候，我们真的要怀疑这我们里头到底有没有。
When we live our life, we think we are living our life in Christ through faith.But we did not bear the fruits, and we need to question ourselves, is our life truly a life of a Christian?
下个星期会继续讲，因为下个星期要讲恒心行善，我们讲了行善，下星期要讲恒心行善。
So we'll talk about, we talk about doing good today. Next week, we are going to focus on by patience and doing good.
所以神的救恩不是叫我们继续在罪中软弱。
So God's salvation is not to help us to be forever weak in sin, struggling in sin.
也不是叫我们因信得救之后就不必，也不必为神的荣耀而活。
It's also not that we think we are righteous through faith, but we don't have to live a life that glorifies God.
福音的大能乃是叫我们被神的灵、圣灵引导，以致我们可以为主而活。
The power of gospel is to for us to be led by the Holy Spirit, and we are no longer indebted to the sin and not to live according to the flesh.
当他说凡恒心行善，寻求荣耀尊贵而不能朽坏之福的，神以永生报应他们，这句话不是说我们要多努力，乃是说当我们靠着耶稣得到这个生命的时候，他要给我们一个生命，能够恒心行善的生命，能够寻求神荣耀的生命，能够将身体献上当着活祭的生命，能够单单敬拜那不朽坏之神的。
When Paul says we need to glorify God, honor him with our body,and then pursue this immortality, and then to follow God. We are saying like we'll follow God and guide by the Holy Spirit and live a life that's worthy of his calling and give our life as a living sacrifice and no longer be indebted and be shackled by our flesh and we live our life that's worthy of his name.
基督徒我们的生命是怎么样的一个生命？
So Christians, what's our life like?
愿我们来到神面前，我们真实的悔改。
Let's come before the Lord and then truly repent.
告诉他说，渴慕你的荣耀。
And tell him that we are longing for your glory.
我们来花几分钟时间唱这一首，我上次教你们唱的。
So let's take a few minutes and sing this together with what I taught you before.
神啊，我愿顺从你，我要听从你的话。神啊，我愿顺从你，我要听从你的话。被你的心我愿除掉，万感的意念我愿放下。被你的心我愿除掉，万感的意念我愿放下。我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，主你赐给我们何等大的救恩。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, and what a wonderful and great salvation you have given us.
让我们这些死在罪中啊，主死在过犯中的人。
So those that we were dead in sin.
当我们向你呼求，单单的呼求，说主啊，救我。
When we cry to you, say, God, help me, save me.
你就能拯救我们。
And you will save me.
借着耶稣基督的宝血拯救我们。
With Jesus' precious blood that you saved us.
你也要拯救我们到底。
And you will save us forever to the end.
你要改变我们这一颗心成为一个寻求荣耀的心。
You will change our heart to be a heart that seeks to glorify you.
你赐给我的新生命乃是一个渴望来寻求神荣耀尊荣永远福分的这一颗心。
The new life you gave me is the life that seeks to glorify God, honor God with our body, and seek his forever blessing, and that's the heart you gave us.
主啊，凭着我们自己，我们里头没有良善。
So, Lord, by ourselves, we do not have any goodness in our hearts.
求主这样那良善赐在我们生命中。
Lord, may you grant that goodness to our, just impart that to our life.
只有你能够拯救我。
Only you alone can save us.
只有你可以赐给我们一个生命。
Only you can give us a life.
一个渴望主的生命。
A life that's yearning for God's love and mercy and grace.
我们向你来仰望，向你来呼求。
We look up upon you. We cry out to you.
奉耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.